Arthur stepped off, yeah, he stepped off of the chair. Couldn't weigh 140 pounds. But the rope snapped, yeah, the rope snapped. And then Arthur found himself looking out from the ground. Looking up, found things. Looking up, looking up, looking not so down. No, not so down, no. Knots don't have to stay that way. No, not so tightly wound. What a lovely thing it is to fail. To release those grasping fingernails. Arthur thought the end was near. Then Arthur played for 50 years. And then my father walked down 8th and 57th Street too. Carnegie Hall, yeah, it was Carnegie Hall. The show was past sold out for weeks. But they said, if you don't mind sitting on stage, sometimes we release a couple seats. 20 feet, 20 feet, yeah, my dad's 23. 20 feet from the hands on the keys. Yeah, the hands on the keys. Yeah, the hands of a man who almost didn't exist. Who almost didn't exist to see. Back in 97 when dad was my chauffeur, he'd play the radio and I'd try to guess the composer. Chopin sprinkled over the hum of the motor. When I was young I'd never doubt my composure. Everything's kosher, man, I was so sure I'd say that I'm good. Don't want no adulthood. I never understood. Couldn't get how anyone would ever want to end their life until the day that I could. I heard it said we're alone in the ether. We're the only intelligent creatures. So you don't need to adjust your receivers. If they were out there, they'd be texting us, hitting our beepers. Invading us on some alien Julius Caesar. Or begging, take me to your leader. But I got a theory, it's neither. That there's a billion brilliant alien planets at leisure. Smoking alien reefer. The evolution of the mind's not the hunger to conquer. Or to want, or to seek, or to wander. Or even wonder, but simply to be. Until we cease to be any longer. There's nothing wrong with heavy eyelids. I hope you enjoyed my 20s as much as I did. You'll never know how much that all of you provided. And I'm gonna try to do the same for Mike.
Oh yeah, my mom's watching. composers are. Oh, they're a 40-year-old virgin.
The Room. Have you seen The Room?
No.
Have you seen The Room?
Wait, you haven't seen The Room?
Yo, we gotta take John to a where we throw plastic spoons at the screen. I know. Well, it's based on the book, but like the guy that plays Mark wrote a book about, and then James Fenton bought the rights to the book.
Yeah. I've seen a really dark room that one with the girls locked in.
Well, that's Room, not The Room. It's a completely different.
Well, they're closed. That's
a very different. No, it's not close at all.
I hope one's funny, though. The other one's funny.
Yeah, one's funny, yeah.
The Room is probably the best.
It's, yeah. I think the best part is when they chant and fuck that navel. Oh, they do, yeah. Where you actually throw plastic spoons at the screen.
Yeah, I still think for what purpose?
Because the production value is so bad in this movie that the stock photo frames, and I mean the photo frames and the past